Testament. We've started in the Minor Prophets. We've gone through Hosea and Joel. This morning looking at Amos. And just to remind you, they're called Minor Prophets not because they're unimportant, but because they're smaller. They're shorter. But boy, they're just as packed with meaning and purpose and blessing as any of the major prophets, like the Isaiah 66 chapters.
To cover. I'm going to talk kind of fast, so listen real fast. sold the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of shoes. They pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor. Turn aside the way of the meek. Chapter 4, 1. Hear this word, ye kine, ye cows. That's not a very complimentary term for the ladies of Bashan. Ye kine, ye cows of Bashan, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, which say to their masters, bring and let us drink. Chapter 5, verse 11.
the Romans didn't have a sh sound, so they made it Palestina.
Transgressions of Edom, and for four, I will not take away the punishment thereof, because he did pursue his brother, referring to Israel, I believe, with a sword, did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. But I will send a fire upon Teman, the capital, which will devour the palaces of Bozra, another prominent city. There's Edom, down there to the southeast of the Dead Sea. Transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have ripped up the women with child of Gilead, that they might enlarge their border. Very pretty cruel people. But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour the palaces thereof, with the shouting in the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind. And their king shall go into captivity, he and his princes together, saith the Lord. There's Ammon. Sensibilities of people of that day. I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kirioth. Moab shall die with tumult, with shouting, with the sound of a trumpet, and so on. There's Moab, between the Arnon and the Zered, on the east shore of the Dead Sea, up on the highlands, looking down on the Dead Sea. So he's kind of gone in a circle, hasn't he, around the land of Israel? But he's not done yet. Verse 5 of chapter 2. 4, I mean. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah. That's where Amos came from. And for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have despised the law of the Lord, and have not kept his commandments, and their lies cause them to err, after the which their fathers have walked. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Judah now is named. What's left? Verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four. I imagine his audience is being a little uncomfortable now. You know, he's named everybody all the way around the land of Israel, and now they realize he's about to zoom in on them. Three transgressions of Israel, for four. I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes, and pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor. That's pretty bad. And turn aside the way of the meek, and so on. And the man and his son go into the same prostitute. You know, it's wicked there. And in fact, he goes on all the way through the rest of the chapter 2, condemning Israelites. So we read the condemnation of them giving wine to the Nazarites and silencing the prophets. But that the big circle there is for the land of Israel. Part, of course, is over on the east side of the Jordan River. southern end.